debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com. We need to have all this discussion that we're having off the air, on the air, all this infighting, all the bullshit. We need to share with the audience. So I'll wait for Blitz to give me an all clear. We're on.
Live.
So many things to unpack, including Anna telling me during our little break, you have such a big fucking mouth. Why wouldn't you say it? Meh. Then Lummy comes up. What's your problem?
I think you have Rhett blocked his email.
Have Rhett blocked on my email. Why would I block Rhett on my email?
But the all five things he's ever sent you for the audio you never get, and then I have to re-forward it.
Why are you relying on Rhett to do your job anyway? If I tell you to send me something,
I can't edit during the show, and Rhett can.
Yeah, we used to have people that were like off the air doing all that.
So I can send it to Rhett real quick, and he can pull it up and edit it. So you said you wanted
ASAP.
Shit,
fuck up.
Well, we did, though.
I'm not mad. I'm just trying to wade through this, okay? Please. Now, hold on. Are we live?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, Lummy, where would I check to see if I have somebody blocked?
I have no idea on your email.
Sorry. Because I'm AOL.
Yes. Sorry.
All right. Well, why would I have...
Is it in your spam, maybe?
Yeah, maybe I'm getting it. Maybe I spammed them.
Maybe.
Let me see. Junk. Takes a long time to load up because I got a lot of junk. I don't.
It's junk inside your trunk.
Let me see. Junk. I got as junk as late as 9:40 this morning. Nothing on there. Oh, there it is. There it is.
Yeah. Okay.
Whoop! There it is.
Now, how do I unjunk him?
Does AOL give you the option to add to whitelist or anything?
I'll just put on my inbox. I think maybe since I put it to inbox, so now maybe it's on my inbox, and now it knows not to junk it. Okay, there you go. Hey, Red, I personally apologize to you, my friend, for motherfucking you and stuff.
Because there's been a couple audios that...
Because I've had you blocked, buddy. Now, hold on. This isn't one of the kind, how I like it. This is going to have to ask for permission again, isn't it?
Not if they did
it
right.
No, it's right, Rhett? You did it, right?
Yeah, everyone has access to it.
No. It's
yes. Not. Click on it and see. Hello. All right, good.
All right. I like him the other way, though, Lummy, sometimes. I like him the other way.
With the link?
No, with the...
Honestly, it just depends on the size of the file. If it's over 25 megabytes, it'll send as a link like that. But if it's under that, then you can just click it and straight play it.
That's a lot of times.
I like getting MP3s and JPEGs and things.
JPEGs are fine. MP3s sometimes are too big. So, it's way better to do it this way.
I know, but anytime I forward it to, a corporate guy, he's like, I need access to get in. And
no,
like,
if they send them right, then anybody can view it.
Hold on. Can you please fucking rewind what you just said?
That's why I said it like that.
Okay, go ahead. One more time.
If they send
I just want the first two words of your sentence. That's all I want.
If they,
four words.
Yeah. Right. If they, four words. I'm sorry, sir.
Five words.
If they send it,
five words.
If they send it right.
and you know we only got about a 50%.
Well, that's why I started
it right
like
around
that.
Here, motherfuckers.
That's why I started it like that, because if it's sent right, then no problem.
So, Lummy, can you? I don't mind it if you send it to me that way, but motherfucker, you better, the person that I'm phoning it to, the Redline Oil or the K&N guy or whatever, you better give them access, because so many times I've sent it like, I'm sorry. No,
well,
I'm not talking about recent. I'm talking about like, you know, 2, 3, fucking 4 weeks ago when you guys would send me some shit. And then I'd forward it to her, and they're like, well, we can't open it. It needs permission. And then I have to fucking get a hold of you guys, get fucking permission.
Yeah, and then he messages me and says, oh, I can't send this one out. And I said, yeah, you can. Try it.
Well, that was a different... I'm sorry about that. We
just
have
send it
down.
Hold on, Blitz.
You have it down.
You can feel. Can you feel my pain, Cuso?
Of course.
Thanks.
But just by default, guys, send them like that every time.
Please. God. You fuckers. What were we talking about initially? Initially, they got me full hot.
Anna, Tony,
I don't remember.
A big mouth.
Oh, yeah.
No, I thought you wanted, because we want to know whatever it is.
Anna's obsessed with knowing about this Barp Iggy that I got.
I know.
And
most
and
of
Anna,
us don't even care.
Like, yeah, like you shouldn't care because it's not validated. Like, I didn't see it. I was only told it. So, like,
don't care.
It's still.
Well,
so,
goddamn,
like,
if you text me, I'll probably tell you right away.
And it didn't come from Sumo.
Well, because he said in chat, he knows.
We he him knows. And I discussed it.
There you go.
Him and I discussed it. He knows. He does know. Didn't necessarily come from him.
Oh.
And Anna is so fucking just freaked out about it that she comes up in my personal space and.
Like, I just think I can get out of you, but
Blitz,
apparently I can't.
Then Blitz walks up and like Blitz, it's like it's not a cool look for you to be up here.
I wasn't up there at all.
No, but Blitz, listen, out of like manliness, like old school shit. It's not a good look.
Oh, if for her to be up there, you mean?
Yeah, if you walk up here and she's that close to me, that's not respectful to you.
Yeah, that's true.
No, do you not understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Am I just being a little too fucking stupid here or what?
No, I get it.
No, like respectfully, like if you and I were going to have a conversation on it, like maybe we even needed to have a private meeting. I'd want to have it in here. Mm. And so that there's so many, like, you know, anybody can watch from the, they don't necessarily hear it, but they can see that nothing inappropriate's happening. You've got the door there. And so like, I don't need to be meeting with you the way as close as you were. Like you were like getting real close into my personal space
when I'm eating
my Nutter Butter, and all you're trying to do is look at me with those sad eyes.
Oh, see, I was more concerned about what she said about the Nutter Butter.
No, she didn't give a fuck about those Nutter Butters.
I said that Nutty Buddies are better than Nutter Butters, and everyone had a fucking conniption.
Whatever. It doesn't really matter what the fuck she
said
about me.
I just wanted to know, I just thought that you have kind of you got loose lips, Bob.
She was kind of a little close to me. You walk in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, you probably didn't think anything about it, but as a dude, I'm thinking, that ain't cool for him to be rolling up in the studio doing his job, and she's up in
your grill.
Well, no, but kind of in my personal area.
Yeah, I was.
So, like, you know,
yeah,
like as a dude, Blitz, like, you know, I was kind of a little. I apologize for that, and I was trying to get her. Honey, you can at least attest. I was trying to tell you to get the fuck out of here, like, get away from me.
Yeah, you were.
Like, Blitz, I was like, literally, get the fuck, like, back off, bitch.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I ain't going nowhere till you tell me.
No,
like, I'm not telling you, okay? So back off. And then she's like, how about those Nutter Butters? I'm like, listen, bitch, just leave me alone. Can you leave me alone? And then she's right at my fan, Blitz, which is pretty close to me by where she usually stands standards. She's like, right here. And I'm like, Anna, fuck, get out of here. And she's like, you won't even look me in the eye because you know I'm sad and I want to know. And I'm like, fuck up. Get off me.
I just think that, again, you're usually...
Then Blitz walks in, and you're that close to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's not a good.
I apologize
to
all parties involved.
It's not a good look. Man code wise, that's not a good look.
No, you're right. You're right. It wasn't a good look.
And I didn't initiate it like Blitz. Like, it wasn't me trying to be creepy. It was your bitch. I was like, man, get off me. I'm going to get in trouble
I'm sorry.
For this shit.
I apologize to everyone I may have offended
get in line,
disrespected.
Bitch.
Yeah, sorry. I was not in line.
So can
I know now?
No, you're not. Oh. Nobody's ever knowing because I don't know it to be true. Okay?
It doesn't matter. What has that stopped you in the past? From spreading rumors.
That's where she starts with this. She gets real like she's a Jewish American princess, and she starts like talking to me like she's a spoiled brat.
Mm-hmm.
And she has to get her way. She goes up about 3 octaves and gets that Jewish like accent going, and then she's just like, I must know now. I just gotta have it my way. When's it ever stopped you before? You've got a foul mouth, you filthy mouth motherfucker.
I didn't say all that, but.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm just, maybe I'm
and then what'd you say?
Shut up, bitch.
Oh. Was it a B or a C?
Oh. Oh,
yeah, you
but hold on.
The C fly.
Finally, Blitz, to put an exclamation point as to how much you're irritating me and shut the fuck up, I called her a C word.
Yeah.
I go, that... shut the fuck up, you.
I was like,
and I was like,
you thought that was going to stop me?
Yeah, well, no, not you.
Yeah,
dumb.
Please.
But usually with Mo chicks, that stops
the fuck
your.
Did you just break?
What happened?
I don't know.
Not to my phone, because Alex was asking when he wanted to call in. So I'm sorry, my phone dropped out of my pocket.
Yeah, it's
Alex's
fault.
She heard it drop.
You're so fucking stupid.
How am I stupid? I don't have my phone out to text or type or anybody. My phone was vibrating from him texting me.
Let
saying,
me. Do you have any games on your phone?
No, not really.
All right, let me. So,
well, then what do you do when you poop?
I read the news.
All right, I'm not telling you the dirty. I'm not telling you the dirty.
Yeah, all right,
I'm not telling you the dirty
listen,
secret.
I tried.
Stop.
It's over.
Just stop. It's over.
It's over.
Stop making me uncomfortable.
Sorry.
Stop getting in my spot.
Sorry.
Blitz, know that if you ever see her up in that spot, I've warned her to get the fuck back.
Okay.
And you know, so I want to. You know, I got respects, bitch.
Speaking of dirty, see what
speaking
Rudy
of
said?
Speaking about no respect, who? Alex motherfucking Stein, ripoff artist.
Yeah.
Fuck, he's doing food reviews in Tampa?
Mm-hmm. Drive-thru food reviews.
Pimple popping.
Pimple popping.
Presto pizza review.
Presto pizza fucking deal? Yeah.
He brought his merch crick to the drive-thru.
I mean, like, what the fuck, pimp on a blimp?
There's that, oh, look at that one, the Shake Shack one, the 9 out of 10.
Why can't you do, you know, why can't you do, like in your videos, like, say, don't forget my friend Bubba the Love Sponge, who I steal a lot of my shit from.
Mm-hmm.
He can call any time. I'll take him at any time. Is he going to zoom in, or are we going to?
We're just going to. I thought we were just going to do phone call.
Okay, that's fine. That's good.
He should be calling shortly on the hotline.
Oh my!
Wow, that was a wet one.
It was. And then, so Anna, back down. I'm not telling you.
I understand. It's over. It's done. It's done. It's done.
It's done. You're never going to know. And it's just. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Somebody finally stood up to you and told you no. You didn't get your way.
All right.
Nobody needs to know because I don't even know that it's true.
Okay.
Waiting for Alex Stein so I can rip him a new ass. Let me, I did get that email, so I'm going to forward it to Tom Bean.
Yeah, so you can get your
and
ass
then we were
out
talking
of
about something else when we opened the show up. Something, I think I got a little bit fucking squirreled right now.
There's the warm line.
Let me see here. Hello, fucking ripoff artist.
Wait. It's funny because it's Jonathan Naples who's on the hot seat, so I'm not going to just, wait, let's cooler Jets.
So I got to looking, Lummy said, listen, have you seen Alex and, well, somebody sent your podcast, you know, with you and your girl, which I loved, by the way.
Then it sent me over to...
Like now I'm at Primetime Stein. What is that? Your YouTube channel? Or no? That's your. I don't know what you have. How many? But it's got 12,600 subscribers. Maybe this is your Instagram.
Come on, that's my vlog channel, man. That's what I like to show the behind
that's
the scenes.
That's your burner. Is that your burner? Is that your burner channel?
That's my burner channel. Go to the Ace Mart. You'll see my dad, me, and prepaid.
No. I want to go to the part where you fucking ripping off my pimple popping deal. You ripped off my Presto fucking pizza maker deal. You ripped off my fucking food review deal. You fucking ripped off. I mean, what the fuck?
And I'm going to rip off some more of your stuff, Bubba. And that's why I like you, because that's the sincerest form of flattery is imitation. And if you could understand that, that is me. You know, that is me.
I have no problem with you ripping some of my shit off. But why can't you say on your video, man, this goes out. This is an idea that I got from the great Bubba the Love Sponge at the Bubba Army. I mean, it's like,
do
you don't.
More.
Yeah, I mean, like,
do,
holy fuck almighty.
I need to cite my sources.
All I'm asking for is not. I don't want a goddamn dime. I just want some acknowledgement, like a fucking. I just want to be tagged so that I can get 14 subscribers for it. You one way fuck.
Hey, Bubba, are you going to go to the ASRP party next January?
No,
the Alex Stein royalty party.
Yeah. Hey, shut up, Blitz. Because I am going to copy that too. So you know what? And I don't care. Listen, honestly, and I mean this.
So you're gonna copy the whole Bubba Army concept and like the Stein Army, and you're gonna have like parties and fucking certain levels yeah. of thresholds that you have to financially qualify and all that bullshit. I will fucking come track you down and murder you.
I swear, I'm already looking at the thresholds now. I'm already kind of contemplating them in my head. But like I said, there's only so many gimmicks and so many things that people can do, and you've been doing this so long. I mean, you've gotten a radio-controlled car I know.
But listen, on some of your videos, you know, why couldn't you fucking like be like, listen, you don't give me any credit for it. I don't get tagged. I don't get hashed. Nothing. Not mentioned.
It's because, listen, I don't know if you saw this, but I put my name in the ring or the hat or whatever the saying is, whatever the cliche is for school board here in my local independent school district. And you know, you don't even give me any credit for that, Bubba. I mean, that's kind of a big deal. You're coming here yelling at me.
Well, fuck you. I ran for public office back in 1999. Well,
he's ripping you off again.
Oh, yeah, ripping me off again.
Oh,
I ran for sheriff.
Bubba.
I ran for sheriff, you stupid fuck.
But see, if I share all of our stuff, if I share the remote control card, they're going to automatically negate me. And they're already automatically negating me. So, I mean, I'm just... I don't know, Bubba.
I mean, like when you do on your food reviews, you can be like, hey, I'm here at Aussie Grill, Tampa, Florida, home of my good friend, Bubba the Love Sponge. You can follow him right here. He's the one that kind of actually...
Oh, you want that? And that is... Can you went to Aussie Grill?
Straight ripoff. Hey, just a straight fucking... in my own goddamn hometown, nonetheless.
In your backyard, but
yeah,
I have to be...
That's really being a dick. Even Blitz, who hates me, will stick up for me that way. You're doing food reviews in my house, bitch. My own backyard.
When I saw you do that chicken review and you talked about how it had the overhang and how you said that some restaurants have the chicken overhang and some don't, it was so clever. It was so brilliant. I knew I couldn't recreate it, but I want that. That's what I strive for, because that is some of the most brilliant content ever. And it's really underwatched for sure. More people should be watching your food reviews.
More people would watch my shit, how brilliant I really, really am, if you, who's the larger fucking more noted person and has more sociably, would fucking help me out a little bit, you stupid fucking one-way asshole.
And like I said, Rome was not built in one day. I mean, you know, I'm still trying to acquire...
Is he pulling this con with all kinds of personalities?
Yeah, I'm sure.
No. Like, I mean, is he doing this with Anthony, and he's doing it with, like, Steel Toe Joe? Like, is he doing... Mm-hmm. Is he just...
No, I try to be nice. I try to mend the fence with people like Steel Toe, because I'm a fence mender. What I'm saying is, no, Bubba, you're my number one guy. I mean, how many times have I flown to Tampa on Spirit Airlines? I almost...
I don't want, like... But listen to me. Like,
the
I don't...
Last, the last one...
I don't want to be your number one guy. I want to be your friend. Like, I don't need to be your fucking content guy like all these other fucking hacks. I want to be your friend.
I know, but Bubba, I mean, oh my God, my whole life, though, Bubba, I've wanted to be your friend. I've wanted to be, you know.
Fucking artist.
That is true. That's true. I've been listening as a young boy. I think, I want to do this. I want to spit into the mic, and I want to tell this girl that if she shaves, she'd look a little younger or whatever they say. All the Howard Stern used to say all the time. And I used to, you know, envision that, and now I get to actually be with the people that I used to listen to as a young kid. So for me, it's very surreal, Bubba.
I'm watching Blitz, something from back in the day, and boy, he's kind of changed his gimmick up. Like when he was just kind of a standard, like, YouTube content fuckboy.
Oh, his Conspiracy Castle stuff?
Yeah, like his early Alex Stein.
Castle stuff?
It's kind of like a content fuckboy. Like, just kind of, you know, I'm kind of saying it a little bit. Like, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, Alex.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit I am. I mean, if you honestly really think about it, in this day and age of...
How big you are now. Like, you know, you're like, hold on, let me see.
No, thank you for the donation, Fat Blend and Tim.
What are we
Box,
looking at? Is this
dog?
The official
yes.
after show?
Thank you. King Debate from Castle Scrubs.
And this
Debate
is how we can speak like this,
mommy? Yes. And so I don't really care.
Because this type of conversation was probably not for the local Tampa airwaves.
No, we're hold on.
Hold on. This is so bad that he's trying to find some loophole that we don't play it.
Yeah, well,
I'm talking about the early Alex Stein, you know, like, begging for donations when you're doing your conspiracy castle. Like, you don't have to do that anymore. You've taken it to the next level. That was early on the grind, you know, content fuckboy. Now you're one of the big slinging D's. Now you're a big mover and a shaker. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I'm on the grind all the time. I'm trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents, but, you know, at any moment.
But, I mean, you're digitally, you are bigger than us, and you steal some of my ideas, so one would think that you could at least give me a little fucking credit digitally, you one-way motherfucker. That's all I'm asking for.
And I should, and I need to, and I apologize, and I really take, I, you know.
I mean, you come in, you drink my liquor, you smoke my weed, you take your ring, and you, what the fuck do I get? I felt like Jennifer, the girl that Bill Clinton raped and told her to put ice on it.
Flowers?
Jennifer Flowers.
I feel like Bubba Flowers, man. You know, you just fucked me, left a knot on my head, and you told me to put some ice on it. Now you're going to make some money on my deal.
Well, you were Bubba L. Ron Hubbard. I liked Bubba Hubbard, and now you're Bubba Flowers. And I don't know. I mean, I have a predatory instinct when it comes to friendships. I don't have a lot of people that I'm friends with. You know, I have a lot of antisocial behavior. You saw that. I'm sure you saw that on display. Did you notice that this weekend at all?
What do you mean?
Just my antisocial tendencies. You know,
No, I thought you were the life of the fucking party, to be honest with you. See, that's how much of a bullshitter you are. You try to come up with, I'm shy and don't want to fucking be the center of attention when you couldn't be anything further from the fucking truth. It's, look at me, I want to be as loud and as obnoxious.
Really
look at me, I want to be as loud and as obnoxious as I possibly can. Look at me, on the grind all the time, pimp on the blimp, let me order a fucking sandwich, I'm on the grind, Aussie Grill, fucking, I feel like I just fucking did 5 lines of cocaine with an Adderall chaser.
We did that, but what we did do is we did go to.
I sent you something really early, Bubba.
A real early one. When he was a content fuckboy.
Inside Edition.
Oh, here, I want you to say it. Content fuckboy.
Content fuckboy.
Here we go. Now he's a big content mover and shaker. But was this when he was a content fuckboy?
Content fuckboy.
All right, hold on. Don't get mad, Alex. Taking a little heat.
I'm not mad.
It's called Excused.
Hold on.
New dating show.
Man, Deborah Norville looked good as fuck back then, did she not?
That's with a twist. Ooh.
I'm a sweet and sassy small-town girl living in the big city.
It's the new dating show where contestants make a pitch on a surveillance camera and would-be daters inside the home decide whether to let them in.
Very simple, very pretty.
Once inside, the daters decide who stays and
who gets raped.
Who's excused.
You are excused. You
guys, we're behind the scenes of the new reality dating show.
Hey, why did this make it? It's got a pretty good concept. Alex, why didn't it make it?
What's you talking about? The dating app?
Yeah, no, the
excused.
The excused show.
It was actually pretty good. It was on for a few seasons with freaking what's her name.
But I mean, it sounds like a pretty good concept. You see this bitch through surveillance, and you bring her up, then you know what, right? I mean, it seems pretty cool.
Yeah, I know, but all that stuff's so gimmicky and so...
Hold on. Comedian Liza Schlesinger is the host and explains...
Can you hear this?
Yeah, I can hear it. Right.
How this show has a major twist.
If and when you get excused from our show, it's not the end of the road for you. You don't have to go and wait in the parking lot and cry. People can...
Is she that good of a comedian?
No.
yeah, thank you, Anna, because you are a... Like,
I love stand-up. I don't like her. I mean, I like her. She seems like she's better on a podcast, but stand-up is not. I'm not a fan.
Okay. Actually, contact.
How about you? You're also a comedian expert. How about you, Alex Grind?
I mean, I don't want to comment on it. No comment. Hey, let me. Whatever. I don't really. Stand-up comedy is kind of dead to me. Let me type in Alex Stein, worst reality villain ever.
Attack the people that were on the show and date them.
Contestant Mandy Reno was excused.
You are excused.
Man, I wouldn't excuse. That bitch was hot.
But the 26-year-old found a great guy anyway. That's because the show automatically signs up the daters to the online dating site, Jazz.com. After her episode aired, Mandy found dozens of suitors online.
A few people found me, but...
Is this where she found Alex?
Yeah.
Ah! So you were a real fuckboy here. You were the topic wasn't even about you. You were a person that a person from that found, right?
No.
Hold on.
Somebody that I actually liked and wanted to continue dating found me, and it's been a nice experience so far.
25-year-old Alex Stein was also a contestant on the show.
Ah, I got taken his shirt off.
The experience was awesome. I was with hot babes all day, drinking martinis, in and out of the pool.
Alex,
You're excused.
But eventually, he was excused. Just like Mandy, he also found romance online.
I didn't understand at first why I got excused, but now I look at it, it's a blessing in disguise. I've hit it off with this gorgeous girl, Natalie, and she's just...
Just before you... This is when you're Johnny Ho-Hum, weren't a big-time star, so not Natalie was good enough. But now that you're a mega star, you have to have a Natalie in every SETI bitch with a prepaid kicker. Yeah. See, look at you, Johnny Humble Pie. Oh, Natalie Schmadley. That bitch couldn't hold water to prepaid, period.
Well, true. Not that Natalie girl. She was actually French, and she was insane. She, thank God.
So she was just probably playing the girlfriend part. You were really a loser, never hooked up with nobody.
I barely got laid in L.A. I mean, I did occasionally, honestly, because girls were so whacked out there, they needed to get laid. But, yeah, I mean, it was...
But girls in L.A. are all about, man, if you are somebody. If you're just a regular, you know, like they're not going to lay just a regular dude.
True. But there's also girls that are, like, spun out, that are all, you know, moved, living in and out of their car and stuff, that need a place to stay type girls, you know. There's, trust me, there's...
Daddy issues. So you find somebody that's heavily broken, that's a little bit hot, and then that's when Big Daddy starts doing his talking.
There's a lot of hot, broken girls, too, in L.A. Mm-hmm. that are terrible, that'll rip your heart out. Like, that's the only place... L.A.'s the only type of girl that I dated that, like, would dump you, like, instantly, and you'd be like, wait, what? What the hell just happened?
Just because at work some hotter dude offered her a better apartment. Been with this bitch for 2 years to give her a place to stay. Finally got her back on your feet. You thought you guys were, like, an item, and then she, rips your heart out and leaves.
More like a week, but yeah.
Beautiful.
Looks like rejection.
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never felt so good.
When we come back, he's only 10, but he's got killer abs.
Okay.
I sent you there when he asked real quick.
You're going to have to send it to me again. Okay, there it is. Okay, I got it.
It's 131 in is when I think
131
he's
in.
He's
one
the worst
way.
Villain in reality TV.
What was, Alex, what was the guy's name that used to do this stuff with where, like, you would go up to somebody and say, hey, you know, if you fill up my tank, I'll, you know, whatever, and then you guys give
Cassidy
the...
Campbell. I mean, we used to do stuff pretty recently. I just because he's just so busy with his baby. He's actually awesome. He's a badass.
Yeah, that's pretty funny stuff.
Yeah, it's like, you know, social experiment.
What's that? But, what site's that?
That, well, that's on. You can type in Alex and Cassidy Campbell. One of our best ones is we did an acting class where we're just going insane, Bubba. But you'll probably like me as the top reality villain.
All right, I'm looking at it right now. Hold on, semi.
Starts and Alex is one of the first people to enter the house.
He's 25 here.
Check this bad boy out.
How old is Alex? Like 46 for real, like in real life.
Yeah. No, I'm
35, 36.
No, no, you're not. You're actually 30. I think 37.
36.
I'm 31 years old.
No, bitch. You're 37 all day.
He's 36.
He's 36. You're 36. And when's his birthday, Anna?
It's the Merch Freak's birthday. It's October 8th, probably
October
1986.
8th. How did you know that? Because
you told us.
How did you know Merch Freak's birthday by heart?
Hold on, because that bitch isn't good at a lot of things, but the one thing that she's good at is she's like fucking Rain Man.
It's frightening.
When it comes to
That's
dates. If you tell her a birthday or an important date one time.
Just once.
Because she's
you,
fucking
you
Rain
briefly
Man.
Mentioned it about 4 months ago.
The bitch, I mean, she doesn't do a lot of things right. She brings zero to the table, a lot of frustration.
Stop. Oh my God! I'm about to pass out, Anna. You're a beast.
She's gonna be he'll be 37.
I'll be 37 lying, this year because I'll be 36.
Lying motherfucker. He's 36, and he's gonna be 37. His fucking girlfriend is like what, 22, 23?
Somewhere around there.
Yeah, and like is her dad full hot on the deal because you're so old?
He's not so old. Yeah, he's really pissed.
I mean, does he get it at all that you're, you know, that she's like she's kind of into the fact that you're a superstar and you know, like she like what means something to her? Does it mean shit to him because he's an old timer?
I mean, maybe a little bit, but her and him were beefing. I mean, she has three other brothers and sisters, four kids. You know how that is. Like they're kind of all fighting for attention, and her parents just recently got divorced. You know, in 2020, so it's like they've been not divorced for less than 2 years. So she's kind of fine, you know, just, you know, inside baseball. She's just beefing with her parents a little bit. So her dad is kind of beefing with me, right? Because her mom and her dad, you know, they're just kind of new family beef.
Now, is the mom cool with you?
The mom's really cool. Brandy, her mom's awesome. Her mom couldn't be cooler.
All right, that automatically makes her dad mad at you just by default.
Exactly right. You see what I'm saying? Like, right. The dad and I probably would be cool. But like that.
Now, how are you playing that, though? Have you had any? Have you had actually had any?
Let me ask you, because he's reached out twice on Twitter and Instagram, and Paige is like, just block him. But I don't mind talking to the guy.
No, but hold on. What's he said? Like, hey, you're fucking my daughter?
Kinda. He's like, hey, I'd like to talk to you about my daughter. Yeah, twice.
I would say right there in the open forum. Yeah, what about it, man? She's 23.
Yeah, what do you want to know? I know a lot about her.
You raise a great woman. Oh God, her pussy feels so good.
Oh,
at night.
God, no. God.
Shut up, Bubba.
Hold on. Now, Blitz. Now I'm the bad guy. Now
it's all your fault, Bubba.
This stealing content, motherfucker, all turns it around. Now I'm the bad guy because I talked about how hot.
Her mom is her mom's a Bubba fan too. Her mom is a Sirius Satellite Radio subscriber, so her mom knows Bubba. Her mom knows you, and you know. But now her dad, I think, dates kind of like a liberal type woman, and so you know, there's heat there. So she might not like my content. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that conversation would go. I mean, I'm not afraid to talk to him, but I don't know. What's he going to say? Get away from my daughter? I don't know, man.
I think you should probably, if he wants to talk to you, get his number privately, call him on the phone, and not be Alex Stein mode, but be Alex, you know, responsible, regular dude guy. And just assure him that you're, you know, practicing safe sex and you're being responsible and his daughter sucks good dick.
Oh, my God!
No,
that's
Bubba,
how the same
that's...
sex is.
Mm-hmm. Bubba. Mm-hmm.
Safe sex is putting it on her face.
Oh, my God.
What?
Let's be honest, though, Bubba. I would not want my daughter dating me either. So
oh,
I
Jesus. Don't admit that out loud,
cause you're
idiot.
Because you're a user. You like to use people.
No, I'm not that. I mean, I have a lot of...
You're using me right now. You're using the fuck out of me.
No, I
I'm
apologize.
Like your little fuck boy.
But I apologize.
Hi,
but
I'm Bubba the Love Sponge, and I'm better known as Alex Stein's content fuck boy.
No, you're my mentor. That's how a mentor-mentee relationship works. And so, yeah, as my mentor, yes, I'm able to get inspiration from
but
you.
But I get no recognition, none, zero. Well, you have a platform that you could pay great homage to your fucking mentor, but you choose not to, bitch.
Well, in a way, a famous director like Quentin Tarantino, when he uses, you know, ancient karate movies, he doesn't necessarily say, oh, this is from a Bruce Lee movie. He just kind of uses those scenes. So I try to do it in a subtle, artistic manner.
Yeah, well, your fucking sensei needs some little help, okay? And so if Bruce Lee was alive and he told Quentin Tarantino, hey, man, fucking down on my dumps, buddy. Can you just maybe tell a few times you got some of these fucking moves for me, kid? Might help me out. And then Quentin would be like, oh, man, for sure, man. I'll certainly fucking put some shit in there in the movie about how he stole all our shit from you, buddy. Because I make a lot, well, you know. Absolutely, Quentin would do that. That's how fucking one way you are. You have no heart. Zero heart.
I do have, my dad did get heart surgery, so I might have heart disease. So that's kind of a soft spot.
How's the Zempic doing? How's the Zemp?
And not good. I'm supposed to be on a shot today, and I'm officially quit. I think I'm officially throwing in the towel on my Ozempic. Gosh, what is
that? It's not hard to follow. You give yourself a shot in the stomach once, like on Tuesdays or something.
Yeah, but then I've been farting because then I eat the sugar. If I don't, it's because I don't even want to diet. If I want to diet, I don't even want to not eat sugar. I'm so freaking stressed and depressed. And
so you're
I
don't even want to fucking do a drug that makes me not want to eat. I just want to fucking eat. I like the texture
exactly.
of eating.
That's my drug.
Eating.
I mean, that's my Hennessy is eating. Yes, you know that.
What's your favorite thing to eat besides Paige's
Gosh,
fucking
I eat
pussy?
Garbage. I don't even eat good food. I eat crap. I eat freaking tofu. I eat like a freaking bird.
We'll know
crap.
In his next drive-through food review.
Right. Fucking rip-off artist.
And
how many views did that fucking Presto pizza maker get? Zillions. I bet you made a few hundred bucks off of that one. That was a hot video.
But the good news, Bubba, is after you called him out, he said, I'll never do that again. I'll always give you credit. Sorry, Bubba. It never happened again.
Yeah, on that one, which was four happens agains ago.
And the Aussie Grill, though, I do want to say, $13.99 for a 6-ounce sirloin steak, and I think that was a heavy cut. I'd say that's even
Shut the fuck up, Alex.
He's getting that, that commercial.
What happened to him not eating meat?
I hate him.
Yeah, I don't eat meat, but that was I feed my darling all the beef she wants because
it was just tasty.
I'll feed her all the fucking. If I had to, I can't even.
Here we go.
I'm trying to think if I had to pick, like, if there was a couple girls I could fuck at from BARP, not in any particular order, but prepaid would be one of them.
Wow.
Come on. She's one of the top ones.
Oh, it would be prepaid. Probably Matt Heller's girl, Allie.
Wiz
was looking good. Fucking Chris Diaco, Romina Diaco.
Great. Did you pick out her outfit?
Who?
Erica.
Felix the cat's fucking wife's ass.
She knows what daddy likes.
Wild. I should have interacted with
them. Oh, yeah. Erica actually had fucking stockings on. I didn't even see her most of the night. I'm like, is that those stockings? She's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, that looks kind of hot. Maybe, whatever. What the fuck?
Why won't you put her over?
I put her over. I think she looked pretty cute for us Saturday night.
She won an award.
Yep.
She won an award.
Missy Hazel award.
Oh, did you guys see our hats are in?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think they're going to last very long. And here's the fucking sleeper of it all. Anna's hat might actually be cooler than Dan's hat.
It's possible.
Yeah, it looks nice.
Anna's hat turned out better than I thought it would.
Thank you.
I'll tell you that right now. And to the point where it would be a tough decision between the two.
Mine's more of an everyday hat, and Dan's is more of like a special occasion hat.
Exactly. If you want an everydayer, you pick the Anna hat, which is the snapback. Comes in one size. I only made 30 of them. And if you want the Dan hat, they're large and extra large, and then they're small and medium, two sizes. I only have 6 of the small and mediums and 22 of the white, regular extra large, large, extra large. So, Blitz, you got to tell me which one you want. Because I'm thinking you
kind of want the snapback.
Okay, you got the snapback.
Thank you.
Anna, you want a snapback?
Yes, please.
Thank you.
Is Alex?
Does Rhett wear? I don't think Rhett wears hats, does he? Because he likes that Pomeranian poof to be, to fucking keep it quiet.
Right.
He doesn't want to keep the. He doesn't want to quell that Pomeranian poof.
He likes to poof out, Rhett.
Okay, perfect.
He likes to poop.
And Lummy's head's too fat for an
Yeah, and Lummy can't wear a fitted hat. And I'm not having the merch crick send Alex Stein any Bubba Army shit, because one, he won't wear it. Two, he doesn't put it over. Three, he's fuckers. You know he's never going to wear
his
ring.
He already has Stein, Stein Army merchandise.
Yep. Stein Army. Yep. If you start that, Alex, I might sue you, bitch.
It's a Stein Navy, but yeah.
Stein Navy.
Not
he's got hats up, Bubba, now.
The Stein Coast Guard.
Two hats every month.
It's the Stein Space Force, so it's not that big.
Stein
If you started the Stein Space Force, I might be in on that one.
Yeah. How about the Stein How about the Stein kleptomaniac of content? How about that? Huh?
Content kleptomaniac.
Of content. The content klepto is what the fuck he is.
Clem klepto.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, you've already done every radio bit known to man, so there's going to be some overlap.
You would think that I'd be recognized way more of a radio god than I truly am. And I've been truly blackballed by the industry, because if this show was in like an L.A. or New York or bigger cities, we would be killing it.
Hey,
our
man, Alex
show.
Loves what you do. Look at his YouTube.
I mean, right, though, Alex? I mean, you're familiar with big-time radio. There's nobody doing as good as a show as I am nowadays.
No. You guys should be on. You guys should have a bigger broadcast. I mean, nobody's even doing a real show anymore. It's all robotic playlist. I mean, literally top 40.
It's ridiculous. It's War of the Roses with a bunch of fake phone calls and be like, oh, Rhonda, you were out with John last night. Yeah, it's all fake shit.
But it's all fake. It's all like, fake pre-done stuff.
Yeah, I mean, like, iHeart and like Cox and those guys, they have actors that they pay like $50 or $75 a call that do nothing but call all of their top 40 stations around the country and have the same, oh my God, I got dumped on my first date fucking story. This one girl and some actress in New York will call like 15 different top 40s and, like for real, that's how they do it. That's how they do it. They have these services of these actors that are on Broadway that don't make that much money, but they make like, $300-$400 a day doing these fake phone calls on top 40 radio stations. For real.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's literally scripted. It's not even good. Even Howard's show is just, I just think obviously the whole kind of era of like the shock jock era has changed. It's weird because even Anthony's show is kind of tamed down, it's just crazy.
Yeah. We all are fucking scared to death of the ongoing changing landscape and the rules and what are accepted and what's not accepted, even with the uncensored supposed, different delivery mechanisms that we are now, YouTube, Facebook, we should be able to about do and say anything. And we can't even really talk freely like we should be able to on those places. There's things we have to stay away from that we didn't have to before.
Yeah, I can't talk about medical stuff. No, it's crazy. It's but this is the new digital media era, though. You hate when I bring it up because I got to go soon. I'm going to actually go at 10 o'clock.
Oh, don't make it like I'm fucking desperate for a guest, bitch, okay?
He's actually going to go to Arby's. He's going
to
review their fish sandwich today.
I have to come on. I'm just saying I got to wrap up. I wanted to make
what, you got
to
be on the fucking Man Cow show in 15 minutes? Or, I'm sorry, no, Alex Jones at 11. Woo!
It's not even like that. Oh, my God. You guys have...
Listen, you fucker. I got to go. Stop ripping me off. Give me some credit. Just give me credit. Everything I do digitally is at the Bubba Army. Again, at the Bubba Army, you fucking stealing motherfucker. Just give me throw me some credit, buddy. Fuck.
I will.
I'm over here just getting my ass pounded, and you wouldn't even fucking throw in some coconut oil. Jesus Christ.
I will. We're going to do full coconut oil. I'm getting the medical grade coconut oil.
All right. So, I know you're busy. Tell Prepaid she's got a new, I kind of got a crush on her. Okay. I did. You know what? I jacked off to her yesterday.
Oh, come on.
No, I did. I did. I did.
It's a compliment.
Merch Crick had to leave the apartment for a few hours. She went shopping and had to go see her mom. I had a rare opportunity to snap one off, and I snapped one off to the fucking Prepaid. I did. I swear to God.
You need to get on Ozempic, because if you keep doing that, you're going to hurt your heart. I know you're in there.
Not my heart's fucking strong as an ox, bitch, please.
But after this weekend, I don't want you cranking alone. Make sure the Merch Crick is
Bye.
All right, see you later. I know you got fucking man cow to do
at
11.
Show.
Mm-hmm. The BJ Show.
Chicago. I'm calling into Chicago.
Johnny Danger.
Right now.
We'll see you later. Bye bye. Fucking one way.
Done. Bye, Alex.
Fucker.
Fucker.
What's this right here?
Well, this is, I guess he was the worst villain in reality TV history or something like that. He went on like one of these big leather shows.
Primetime 99, Alex Stein. Woo! And nobody in this house is going to do what I do. Because I got no shame. And I got no fear.
As the rest of the contestants enter the house, we meet some big personalities.
How did he get himself on all these shows?
By being himself?
I mean, do you just call the producers nonstop?
Yeah, he
nonstop?
Just bugs people nonstop, which works. I'm not hating on him for that.
Didn't he move to L.A.?
Yeah, he's willing to go anywhere. And he flies all over the country nonstop.
All right, so that, you know.
He was the obnoxious guy. He's
what I would call on the grind.
All the time.
All the time.
Now, which one is this one? Is this a good one?
That's just the other one he does. He does it with somebody else.
Bum, bum, bum.
And it's where they offer money to do.
Well, you'll see. It's pretty funny, actually.
Hey, what's up?
No, it's just a pretty popular deal.
Yeah, this is just the intro.
How you doing, Alex?
All right.
So,
ooh, Matt Black.
You know all the videos where they go up to people and be like, "Hey, can I borrow $5? I need some gas." And they go, "Yeah." And when they give them $5, and the other guy hands them back like a grand.
Oh, just to see if they'd be nice or not?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So this is kind of the same concept, but not really.
Hey, what's going on, guys? And welcome to the video. So in this video, what is going to happen
not
is
to fast forward,
I'm
going
to be going up to people as Wanksta with me is going to...
I just need a little to fill this up. Can you help me?
Filming so, it. Enjoy the video.
Go ahead.
Well, you could play it where it was just that. He'll go up to a guy, and then when they say no, then he goes to the next guy, which is usually a plant. And they'll go, "Oh, sure, you can have whatever you want." He goes, "Oh, I bought you a new car." And then he goes to the other person and says, "Oh, just think, if you would have spent $5, you would have got a brand new car." And they rib the original person.
Right.
But it's actually pretty funny.
But is it a plant?
The second person, yes, but not the first group.
All right, right.
So guys, and be sure to give it a like.
Excuse me, sir. I just need a little to fill this up. Can you help me out with this? No? Sir, do you mind helping me with this?
Yeah, sure. Sir. I'm Alex with ABC. What would you do? You've just won a free Tesla. Go get the car. Yeah, go get the car.
All right.
Go get the car.
And then he goes and interviews the first person. That lady.
Alex's trip to Hawaii. Hawaii, yes. I'm dead serious. Come on, pull it up. How do you feel?
I'm speechless. Like, what? Is this real?
Yes, come here. This is your new car.
Now, is that not the wife or the girlfriend?
Yeah. Of the original guy that said no.
She's kind of hot. An older woman.
Yes, this is your car. I'm dead serious. This is your car. Congratulations. Yes.
This one.
Yes, this is your car.
And like the original person will get mad. They're like, "Oh, I would have just spent $10."
Sir, you almost won a car.
Oh, that's fine. He probably needed it more than me.
I understand.
I believe it.
Yeah. Yeah, he just went on ABCs. What would you do?
That's good. I'm glad he did. He probably needed it.
He probably did. I guess you don't need a free car?
Not really.
Everybody needs a free car.
What about Jin Saki said, if you can't afford gas, get an electric vehicle. Do you think you should have an electric vehicle?
Absolutely not.
What about Joe Biden said you need an electric vehicle? You don't think you need one now?
Surely you don't, if he said it.
Well, but he does. Yeah, he does things with this guy's channel. Stuff like this. Pretty funny.
Alex, so he's everywhere, including our channel, too, now. Now he's infiltrated our channel. Mm-hmm. Now he's doing stuff with us, right?
Yep.
Does he give those guys credit on his, or is he just a big fucking, you know,
one-way? Well, that's their channel, but yeah.
Anyway, so for a limited time, go to BubbaArmyStore.com. There are two new hats out.
A lot of people in chat are saying they're already ordering them, so.
Yeah, well, there's not a lot. There's 23 of the white ones, and there's like about 20, like 30 minus Blitz wants one, probably 26 of the other ones. I got to tell you, Anna, your hat I thought initially was the underdog, but it might be
the overdog.
It might be the same or the overdog.
Boop, boop.
It might sell out first.
That's gonna make Dan so mad.
Oh no,
let's
Dan,
not make
Dan,
him
Dan,
mad
Dan,
until
Dan
after
right now just bought 25.
He's about to pop the shit out of my finger. I'm going to see him after the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
wait,
it hurts
will
so
you
bad.
Tape it?
Oh, absolutely, Bob.
BubbaArmyStore.com. They'll probably, the new ones, the January 2023 limited edition FlexFit hat, multi-cam Alpine white with black Bubba Army logo, And then the January 23, this is the Dan hat. This is the Anna hat. And the Anna hat, I got to tell you, look, it's, oh, did you guys see the pictures? Now, do I need to back the merch crick down a little bit, trying to put herself over?
The award-winning
over?
Merch crick?
Now, look.
Oh, Missy Hayslett?
No, like.
Where's the hat?
Do I need to back that down? Is that becoming a little bit crazy?
Is it a promotion for the Diacos or the hat?
A little bit of both. Cross
well,
promo.
I mean, like, a lot of times, Blitz, that's when wheels start falling off when you start putting your girl over too much.
Yeah,
you know
she needs her own shirt. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, the Bubba barely made it in the picture.
I need to ask, you know what,
wait,
tomorrow.
Wait, what's that shirt that's underneath the hat?
And she did another one like that again, you know, like.
Wait, what about that Diaco tank top I'm looking at?
Well, let me see here. Hold. All products. That's not her. Oh, is that? Yeah, that's her. I think that's her. Hold on.
Yeah.
But that is. A tank top.
Right. Okay.
Like that.
It's supposed to be modeled by a
kind of. A tank top kind of is about.
I mean, I don't really look like that in that shirt.
No, but a tank top in general is kind of about a girl's boobs a little bit.
Oh, of course.
Right. More so than a hat.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
I'm going to have to ask the Bubba Army, be like, do I have to put my thumb on Merch Crick? Is she getting a little Heather Nicky-ish?
No,
you know,
don't ever say that about her.
And I don't mean that in a disrespectful way, but, you know, they start getting popular and everything. And then, listen, Anna, you haven't lived this life when your girlfriend starts getting popular.
Hit refresh on the Dan hat.
Is it sold out?
Hold on here. Let me go back to all products. Anna, but let me just tell you this story, okay? Hold on.
Yeah?
Your girl starts, you try to keep them off the show, but then they become part of the show a little bit because you kind of talk about them.
You have to, yeah.
And then, you know... Next thing you know, they're like taking pictures and stuff, and you know, just it. Sometimes it creates a monster. I kind of need the Bubba Army. Do I need to back the Merch Crick down too much?
Whoa!
What?
Are you on Dr. Dan's?
Yeah, go to Dr. Dan's hat.
Yeah, well,
You missed it.
Look at the sizes. I was just trying to order one.
Oh, out.
Both sizes are gone. They're gone. They're gone.
They're done. They're done.
And I bet you.
And you can. Mine are still available.
Yeah, but I bet you not for long.
No.
He only had 22.
That's true.
On one and 6 on the other.
Yeah.
You got 28 or 27. So yeah. You got a little tougher road. I would say probably within the next 5 minutes, these will be sold out. These are actually better looking. I will warn you this. With Dan hat, I hope you didn't buy it to be an everyday wearer.
It's a white hat. Anyone with a white hat should know that.
So it's kind of like a special occasion hat kind of deal. Because if you wear it every day, even if you do keep your hands clean, it'll get filthy. I'm going to have to, you know, when we have a bigger audience tomorrow, say, you know, is the merch, is that a little too much? Is that a little too much? Do I need to back it down a notch? Is that cool? Are you guys cool with this or is that too much? Is my girlfriend getting big headed a little bit here?
Those aren't heads that are big.
Yeah. Headlights.
I wonder why the Diaco hat sold out first.
Yeah, how many did Dan buy?
What's the general consensus of chat? Like when I throw that question out,
they like the merch crick, and they like the Globiest of Globes.
It seems like we have a large male audience.
Not
in
enough.
Chat right now, and more merch.
Show me them titties. I wish I was daddy. More merch crick.
Big Red said he missed the hat.
Show us those big old bitties. Let him swing, let him hang.
It's funnier when you're doing the announcement. I'm going to see Janie Cakes.
Yay.
Good.
Next week, I might spend a few nights over there as well. Change up my schedule a little bit, but...
You need to.
I need to. It's my mom's. I love her. Bubba Army... store.com. Anna's hat still up. Not a lot.
No, there's only a few left.
Yay!
It'll sell out. Probably is sold out. And guess what? They'll be at the airport by today, I promise.